Healthcare Network, Brown's Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone again. That's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. Tonight's game on the Prep Zone is sponsored by Huron County Health Department, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Ace Hardware in Bad Axe. On the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com.
Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you.
Wonder why he's so happy? With Valentine's Day near, he just got his sweetheart a new phone from Thumb Cellular. He's also happy because he was able to save up to $80 on their selection of Android smartphones from Samsung, LG, Motorola, and Cat. Plus, he received 15 gigs of bonus data with his upgrade, too. And that's not all he saved. He got $10 off the purchase of a case and screen protector combo and saved 25% on a wireless fast charger. It's time you head to Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or go to thumbcellular.com/deals. Offers valid through February 29th, 2020. Two-year contract required for phone savings and bonus data. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
Do you have sticker shock? Don't be fooled into short-term new customer-only programs with national propane providers only to get sticker shock when the program ends. Think long-term with Kohler Propane. The goal at Kohler Propane is to secure the best pricing for all their customers. Don't settle for anything less than the best. And the best means Kohler Propane. Low prices and friendly service that you can count on all year round. Call Kohler Propane with locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis at 1-888-950-7975 for more information. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
It's about in the Greater Thumb West between the Bad Axe Hatchets hosting the Cass City Redhawks. Both teams vying for third place, a few games out of first place, but still certainly in it by all means as the season is still young. Mark Ramsey and John Mooney courtside with you from Bad Axe, Michigan, as it is the Cass City Redhawks taking on the Bad Axe Hatchets. And now let's take a look at the tail of the tape between the two squads. Cass City's season got a bit of a late start with a football postseason run that ran all the way to the Saturday before Thanksgiving. That caused for a rough December and early January, which more than likely explains a 1-4 record through January 15th. But since then, Cass City has rattled off 6 wins in 7 tries in 2 wins already this week.
Cass City, they've been tested, but this game is going to determine much going forward. If the Redhawks are victorious, that will send a signal that they are definitely for real. Just want to make one point, too, is that they've learned to play on the hard court with Tom Reischauer. He's a foreign exchange student from the Netherlands. In fact, he's from Den Bosch. And I hope his folks are listening in on worldwide WLAW. So here we are here at Bad Axe, and this is the night that Cass City knows that they have to go ahead and shine. So we will see if they come to the fore.
Currently, the Redhawks are on a 2-game winning streak. They are in the middle of a 3-game road trip. They traveled to USA on Wednesday before returning home to host Vassar in Caro. The good news is Cass City plays better on the road with a 4-1 record versus when they play at home, where they've gone just 3-4 this year.
You know, it's kind of funny, too. I watched the game against Sandusky, and the Hawks are beginning to play better at home as well. So they worked for this situation that they're in right now. They are in position, and we'll see if what happens after they've faced a pretty interesting week, beating Sandusky, beating KPAC, and beating everyone, really, for that matter. And here we are at Bad Axe against the Hatchets.
The Hatchets' season began with a 6-game win streak, but have gone 2-3 since. Bad Axe has a 4-1 record at home, their only loss coming a week ago to USA. On their own court, the Hatchets score 52 points per game, which is 5 more than when on the road. Oddly, their defense gives up 36 points when on the road, but yet 44 at home.
Go figure. I mean, if the Hatchets can go ahead and solve that dilemma, there's not going to be anything that's going to stop them. They are a fine ball club.
Currently, Bad Axe is on a two-game losing streak to Caro and USA, both one-point losses. Tonight is game number two of a five-game homestand for the Hatchets. Cass City tonight, Reese on Wednesday, then Lakers and Vassar the following week. Bad Axe has just two more road games for the remainder of the regular season.
Well, what's the prescription for all this? Defense. Defense, 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 defense. Defense will always erase a multitude of sins that is committed on offense.
And before we go any further, John, let's discuss and clarify that end of that USA Bad Axe game now that we have a full picture of what exactly happened. And, of course, the ruling, that we had a number of different rulings as the night progressed of what the actual definition of the rule was. But what it really came down to, with 0.4 seconds left, Bad Axe gets, or USA misses a free throw. Bad Axe gets a rebound and call a timeout. 0.2 seconds are left now. Now, but by rule, if you have 0.3 seconds or less on the clock, you can only tip the pass. You can only tip the pass in to make it count. You cannot take possession of the ball. You need 0.4 seconds or more to take possession of the ball and release to make it count before the buzzer. This is statistically and scientifically proven.
Or humanly possible.
Oh, yeah, humanly possible. So, Bad Axe is inbounding with 0.2 seconds left. Jack Clancy's pass, nearly spot on if he's trying to make a full court pass, hits the back of the iron, bounces out just perfectly to the left elbow where there's Souls to grab it, but unfortunately he brought it in and then released it, which means he had possession of it. Therefore, it took place after the buzzer, and that is your game over.
And that's it. Just a game of inches or seconds or so forth. Entertaining ball game. You kind of hate for it to end like that, but got to hand it to the team. You know, they never said die, and it just kind of typifies the way the Bad Axe Hatchets play. They are going to play all the whole way. No matter if there's just a minuscule bit of time on the clock, they're going to play hard for it.
And, of course, we would also want to clarify that we did initially say if it does hit the iron at the rim on its way inbounding, that is a dead ball immediately. That's not the case. That rule was... recently changed. You can hit the rim on the inbound. You just can't hit the top of the backboard. That is out of bounds automatically, and it also cannot go through the cylinder. So those are the two definitions there that we also want to clarify.
Yeah, that is a change since I've coached. And, of course, all the interesting changes happens after. So
now, John, I hate to bring this up, but it's been a few years since you've coached last.
Oh, gosh, let's forget it. We can't count that. How long that's been.
It was good to see you talk to one of your former foes on the court, though, from back with the 1989 season, 1990. Can't remember what year it was.
Reggie Ignash was a freshman and for the Laker team. And I'll tell you what, there's people ask me, why do I go to JV games and scout? Well, that was the lesson I learned that night. Is that you never, ever overlook anybody, because when the districts come, there's going to be somebody that's going to be brought up, and you never know what's going to happen. Well, it makes a long story short, we had a really good game plan and everything, and it was working all the way to the last few minutes when that freshman was interjected into the game, and, he disrupted everything. He was like a whirling dervish out there, and Reggie Ignash earned the Lakers a victory on that night, a one-point loss for us.
The whirling dervish. I think that's a good nickname, John, for Reggie Ignash in general. All right, it's time for another short break. When we return, we'll have the Crystal Ball Forecast presented by Sure Health. Right here on Sports Radio 102.1, live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. The WLW Sports Network being powered by Agar Valley Services.
Clark Ramsey here, and I'm being joined by Sure Senior Living Manager, Matt Raymer.
Hi, Clark.
Not everyone realizes the full capabilities of Sure Senior Living right here in the Thumb.
You're right. We have three different living communities at three different levels. Independent living, we have Country Bay Village. Assisted living, Country Gardens. And then for 24-hour nursing care, we are proud to have long-term care.
In your opinion, what's the biggest benefit of living in one of Sure's three senior living communities?
Honestly, it's a variety of things. Convenience, quality of living, and peace of mind. Our residents don't have to worry about home maintenance, mowing the lawn, doing laundry in the basement, and the big one, shoveling snow in the winter.
So, how can everyone find out more about Sure Senior Living?
The best place to start is to go to the Senior Living